Good morning, it's Trina here. It's Saturday. It is something for the weekend and our menopause mini-series continues with Loretta Dignam from themenopausehub.ie. Thanks for coming back, Loretta.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back, Trina.
So today we want to talk about the feelings that are associated for women who are going through the menopause. And I suppose one of the, never mind all the physical symptoms and, you know, as you mentioned before, brain fog, you can't remember things, you feel like you're not coping in work and things are getting on top of you. There's that finality of not being able to have another baby, even though you're probably well done with having babies and, you know, your eldest might be even 20 or more. It's really hard, isn't it, to think about the fact that's it now, game over, you won't be able to get pregnant again.
I think the menopause has so many factors and facets to it, and women have so many different emotions. Personally, I didn't find it, you know, the fact that I couldn't have a baby, because I kind of figured I don't want any more babies. My, you know, youngest was 13 when I was going through the beginning of menopause. So I wasn't really pushed on that concept. But I think the concept of end of fertility is slightly nuanced and slightly different. And end of fertility is also linked to youth. Our society in the Western world adores youth, vilifies youth. You know, absolutely, youth is what it's all about. Whereas in, say, maybe the Eastern societies, mm-hmm. and China and so on, Japan, they revere the aged.
Don't they call it the menopause second spring or something like that?
Yeah, they call it my second spring, or they call it kanenki, which is rebirth in Japanese. And that's all about revering the aged. We just don't have that. We're more ageist as a society, I believe. And so I think there's a whole piece wrapped up with the end of youth, the end of fertility, the end of virility, the end of all of that. And women don't like to admit that they're menopausal because they're now gone into old lady territory. And they're gone into crazy old lady territory.
And not sexy and not attractive and hairs on the chin. Listen, I'm 38. I've got hairs on my chin. Don't be worrying about it.
Thank God you can get rid of them. But yeah, I think there's a whole piece around that. I mean, I didn't want people to know when I was working that I was going through menopause, even though, the you know, I'd have 20 to 30 hot sweats a day, hot flushes a day, and my makeup would be kind of gone by lunchtime, you know.
And why was that? Why were you being, is it just that in Ireland we are so private about this kind of thing? Or was it that you felt, oh, in your career that they might think, oh, well, she's not up to it anymore?
I thought it was a couple of things. I thought it was, oh, she's old, so everyone would know my age, but they probably knew my age, give or take 5 years anyway. Do you know what I mean? Which is a bit naive of me. So I thought they'd know how old I was. I thought they'd then put me in the old bracket. They'd put me in the crazy lady bracket and they'd probably go, she's kind of past it. And that to me, they were the concerns that I had. And I suppose everything in society now is about, you know, craving youth, how to look younger, how to feel younger, how to eat younger.
So what would you say then for family members and friends of people who are going through the menopause? Firstly, if you're going through it, should you just tell everyone? Or would you be kind of going, do you know what, some things are private?
I think nowadays we need to talk more about it. Menopause is like puberty in reverse. And yet we wouldn't dream of not preparing our children or ourselves for puberty. So all those hormones are surging, all those different feelings, symptoms, physical aspects are happening. This is the exact same, except in reverse. All the hormones are declining. And I do think, as a society, we need to educate ourselves about this. This is happening to women and they're unprepared. And we shouldn't dream of being unprepared. And in fact, we're going to spend one third to one half of our lives as women post-menopausal. We're living longer through, obviously, medical interventions, nutrition interventions and so on. Originally, we were never supposed to live this long. We were supposed to die once our fertility was over. And because of that, that brings with it a lot of health risks. So bone health is a risk when we live longer without estrogen. Heart health is a risk, so increased heart attack and heart disease. Cognitive function is a risk, so increased Alzheimer's. And therefore, living without estrogen, we need to know how are we going to replace that estrogen for the long term. So I do think it's important for us to discuss it with our family members. Husbands, partners come to us, sometimes with their partners, to the clinic, and they're at a loss as to what's going on. The women don't understand what's going on with themselves. So the men, the partners, could be male or female, have no idea either. And so therefore, it's beholden on us all to educate ourselves.
And it must put a strain on marriages too, when somebody's going through something that they can't explain, and I'm sure there's frustrations and there's arguments and things go on at home, and the other half doesn't know how to help.
Absolutely. The women don't know what's happening and they can't seem to control, they can't control their feelings. They say they're shouting at their kids. They remember when their mothers shouted at them and they think, oh my God, I can't do this to my kids, what my mother did to me or did to us. So, and they say, I don't want to be that mother. So it's impacting the children. It's impacting the relationship with the partner. It's not only the mood and all of that, but it's also the physiological side. So the physical side. So women who would have had a reasonably healthy sex life with their partner now have no interest in sex, or sex is too painful, and they want that back because they want that intimacy back. So it really does impact on a number of areas. And women, I think we owe it to ourselves to discuss these things and educate one another.
Mm-hmm. So if you're maybe the partner of somebody going through menopause and you're listening right now, what can they do? How can they help? Because men can feel a little bit helpless.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, be supportive. Encourage your wife to seek help, because there is help out there for lots of the different symptoms that are going on. There's books you can read. There's websites you can go on. So you can educate yourself. But I think talking about it would be a good place to start.
All right. Thank you very much. There is Loretta Dignam from the menopausehub.ie. If you want any more details on the menopause, you can check out the website there. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.